Today's episode is sponsored by my Lit Daily Online Yoga Classes. This is an exclusive pass into my personal practice and program that I created from experience as a physical therapist and 20 years developing my Lit Yoga methodology. There is a different class with me every day, including special monthly live streams, so you can feel your most lit up anytime and anywhere. Get a 3-day free trial today by going to movementbylara.com and clicking daily classes. Let's get moving. Good movement and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Movement by Lara podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through safer and stronger movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Today is a movement-oriented day, movement-oriented Monday. And the big question is, how to get moving? Like, what is the best time of day to move? So people will sometimes send me questions and ask, when is it better to exercise? In the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon? And so I'm just going to give you a couple of pointers from what I've read about in terms of some of the research and also what I've witnessed in my years of being in the fitness world, watching people when I used to work at a gym, and also seeing people in the yoga studio. So when is the best time to work out? Well, let's first talk about the morning. So the research and surveys have revealed that there are both pros and cons to working out in the morning versus the evening. So some of the pros for working out in the morning, the biggest one is you get it done. Dun, da, dun. There's nothing like waking up and exercising, whatever your form of movement is, and letting that be the start of your day. Because exercising first thing will tend to set the day up for just more organization, more energy, and then possibly more success. I think that it has been documented that the really like top level executives or top level business people, successful people, one common thread is almost all of them are morning people and morning exercisers. So they have a routine, and it doesn't mean it has to be the same routine every day, but that they wake up early and they exercise in the morning. That is not to say that you can't be successful if that isn't your choice, but I'm just reporting some of this. So there is certainly the biggest advantage of that is that you are getting it done and it starts the day. Jump-starting the body through movement, your brain is going to get more blood, your joints are going to get more lubrication, your muscles, the pumping muscles are going to create like an adrenaline boost of energy. And this gives you also a real satisfaction of a checklist type thing of accomplishment. So that is, I think, to me, that is one of the biggest pros to getting up and exercising in the morning. It doesn't have to be like first thing, but in the morning at some point. And then people have reported that if you exercise in the morning after this long fasting period overnight where you're not eating, you're sleeping, that you are more likely to burn fat, because if you burn fat after this fasting period, if you exercise after this fasting period, you're more likely to utilize fat as a source of energy versus glucose or something when you've been eating during the day, and that is a more available fuel. However, the exercise or the research on exercising in the morning and burning fat doesn't support that. There isn't any really concrete, statistically significant evidence that shows, yes, you will burn fat a lot more if you exercise in the morning. What some of the studies have shown is that people who exercise in the morning do tend to eat less during the day. So overall, they might keep their weight down or have that feeling of weight loss and weight and burning fat because they're just not eating as much during the day. So even though you're getting your systems moving and you're burning calories and you're revving up your engines, if you exercise earlier, the studies have shown that you tend to eat less during the day. And that kind of makes sense because we eat for various reasons. And many of the reasons we eat don't have to do with hunger. They have to do with other things like emotions and boredom and all of that stuff. We can eat for a lot of reasons. So there is this added benefit of exercising in the morning, that organization, that set, and part of that organizing is probably that you eat when you're actually hungry versus just eating randomly. So what are some possible, like, not great things about eating in the morning? I mean, people that work out in the morning may affect their sleep. And one reason they may affect their sleep is that if you are training in the morning and you're getting up early in the morning to do that, you might be not getting as much sleep because you're getting up earlier. And I don't know if this wasn't in any of the findings, but in some of the stuff I read, this was the kind of synopsis of it, not from a research standpoint, but from some of the logical conclusion was that if you are getting up early and you're exercising early and you're not getting a lot of sleep, you might set your biorhythms off a little bit from what they normally would be than if you woke up more naturally and then you exercised at some point and maybe in the mid-afternoon and et cetera, et cetera. Like, that might be more of an evolutionary thing. You wouldn't get up and exercise. A lot of, probably people are setting their alarms to do that. So that would be a possible disadvantage to working out in the morning, is that you might be losing some sleep. And some studies have also shown that you work harder later in the day and into the evening than you might in the morning. So your performance might not be as optimal in the morning. And that could be all of the above. You might not be getting as much sleep. You might be a little bit fatigued and you're getting up anyway and exercising. None of these are fast and hard rules. And I'm saying all of this and just wait, because I'm not going to give you my final conclusion, but know that, don't write any of this down and be like, oh, I can't exercise in the morning because I'm not going to perform optimally. These are just possibilities. The best way of exercising is going to be said in a moment. I'm not going to say it yet. You're going to have to stay tuned. Okay, so those are some of the pros and cons of working out in the morning. How about working out at night? Well, working out at night could be more in sync with, like I was mentioning, your biorhythms. Like, you get up, you kind of get the day started gradually, you're working and all that, and then you're done with work, and then you come and do this exercise format, this movement practice, whatever it is. And that could be more in sync with your rhythm, and therefore you might actually perform better, perform harder. You might be able to work at a higher intensity, because it's been like a slow gradient up to this point of working out. So that is a possible pro. The other pro, one might think that exercise at night would not be great for your sleep, because you're revving yourself up, you're getting a surge of energy. Anytime you do a lot of movement, you're increasing your core temperature. All of those things, variables, might affect your sleep. But none of the research is saying that. A lot of it is saying that sometimes working out at night actually allows you to go to sleep faster, fall asleep quicker, and you might sleep better. So that is, again, it's kind of like a juggle, like maybe, maybe not, who knows? It's just that if you think that working out at night would affect your sleep, and that's the only reason you're not working out at night, you might want to try it and see, because it might surprise you. Maybe you'll sleep better. Another potential pro of the evening is, like I said, you have that improved performance, and therefore you might be able to do it longer. Like, if you have more energy and your amplified work output, you might be able to do it for a longer period without getting tired. None of this, that has not been shown, but these are some possible positive reasons to do exercise at night. I would say the big downfall of exercising at night is that if you put it off, it's easier to let it, you get to the end of the day and it hasn't happened, and it might not happen. So that is, to me, a huge con, if you get up and do it in the morning, you know it's done. It's kind of like checked off. Your movement practice is checked off. Versus at the night, it might be something that you could easily discount or disregard or decide to opt out of, and then you didn't do anything movement practice during the day. So the biggest take home that I'll say, picking the time of day or night that works best for you and sticking with that time is the most important ingredient for success. We all have lives that are busy. We have work, we have maybe children or family or friends and all assortment of other things, lots of distractions. Our days can get much more filled than we like. And so you have to pick what's going to work for you and then stick to it. So the biggest, most important factor is, when is it going to work for you so that it becomes a habit? Once you've ingrained that habit, say 4 to 6 weeks, and this has to be year-round, whether it's during the holidays, whether it's the dead of winter or the heat of summer, you've got to have this program that you are exercising or moving, exercising at the same time every day, that it's a habit. And that consistency is going to really be the most important thing. And so you decide, like, is morning better for you? Then you're going to just have to do it. And I've seen lots of people who don't love getting up in the morning, who don't might not necessarily like exercising in the morning, but they've made it a habit and they know when they do it that they feel better. And so it's not that they dislike exercise, but sometimes doing it at the time of day is that they don't really enjoy getting up in the morning, but they do it. So that's the biggest factor. If you want to take a lunch break and do it then do it then as well. Some of the research has shown, the research that has looked at people's exercise habits, in terms of the consistency, afternoon or lunch break, mid-afternoon is not a big one for consistency. That could be different for you. So that's why the big take-home is, figure out what works best for you. What works best for you might be different than works best for your friends or somebody else or what you read about. So whatever is going to get you moving consistently, whatever time of day that is, you need to do it then. And also start moving in bite-like chunks if it all seems so overwhelming. Don't just throw it away. Think, okay, if I wake up 15 minutes earlier and I do 15 minutes of movement, start there. Or after work, before I eat a big dinner or before you do something, 15 minutes of movement. And then start adding on the time and do 20 and then 30. You know, aim for whatever amount of time that you feel like you can do. But, you know, I see this a lot in my online classes. And, you know, I want to have like this whole section called You Deserve More Than 8 Minutes, because I'm so surprised at how much people like really, really short classes. And I get it. We're all busy. Like 15 minutes is better than nothing. I do want to argue that you deserve more than that. You deserve more than 15 minutes. So I hope you're giving yourself more opportunity. I'd rather you do 15 minutes 3 times, 4 times a day than 15 minutes and nothing else. I would really, really, I want you to believe that you deserve it. You deserve it and you need it. And it's going to help you be more efficient, more effective with everything else in your life. So whether to exercise in the morning or whether to exercise in the afternoon or whether to exercise in the evening is a lot less about the science and much more about the habit. So make it a habit, show up and do the work. And I'm pulling for you each and every day. Thank you so much.